Welcome back here on Regional Radio as we continue our coverage of our Dream Team spring sports athletes. And with us now, we have Ryan Grind from Valley Catholic, who is a track and field participant. Specifically, he's a hurdler and a jumper, and he had a great season in track and field, capped it off with a terrific performance at the state track and field meet, and also a nod to be here on our dream team for track and field for the spring of 2019. So let's just start right there, Ryan. To be selected to the dream team, that means that the area coaches selected you as one of the premier athletes in track and field. So what does that honor mean to you?
Oh, it means a lot. It just shows like how much the four years of work have paid off, and other people realize it, and it's nice to see that.
Yeah, I always like to get the recognition, of course, when you have such a terrific high school career. And obviously with that, I'm sure there were a lot of people throughout your career that had a lot to do with your successes. Any particular coaches over there at Valley Catholic or just mentors throughout your time?
Oh, yeah, there was many coaches in track. It was Coach Zhu, Gabe, and Coach Maxwell. And then football, you got Coach Nagger and Coach Gegg and Coach Pope, and basketball, Coach Search and Coach Roth. And there's just a lot of coaches that helped me out over the way, and it helped me out a lot along the way.
Absolutely, yeah. And so obviously being a multi-sport athlete, just what kind of drew you to track? Because obviously playing those other sports, was it just that your coaches said, hey, man, you might be good at this?
Well, at first I was going to try baseball out to see if I liked it. And then I just thought, like, it wasn't for me and I needed to try track. So I tried it and I fell in love with it and been doing it ever since.
Yeah, and obviously you've had a really successful career being a track and field athlete. As I mentioned, all district, all conference this year, all state and hurdles and long jump. And then at the state tournament, third place in the 110-meter hurdles with a time of 15.05 seconds. That is crazy. And then in the 300-meter hurdle, also third place, that time 40.26 seconds. And then in the triple jump, eighth place with a distance of 42 feet and a half inch. And so, Ryan, I mean, look, man, that's some terrific numbers in your senior season to finish off your career like that. What was that experience like at the state track and field meet? And just take me through just kind of your thoughts on the experience as a whole.
Well, at the beginning of the season, it was like kind of intimidating because we got bumped from class one to class two, which was like a pretty big deal because, you know, it'd be that much harder to get to state. And so coach had like these workouts prepared for us all year and stuff, which really helped out. And when I got to state, it was like everybody's running faster and jumping further and stuff. So it really bumps up the competition of like how much better you have to perform. And I did in 110s and 300s. I thought I did really good and performed the way I wanted, but in 300s I didn't. But I know you can't do good in everything every day, but that's just part of every sport.
Hey, look, at the end of the day, man, you got to say that, hey, I was top three in the entire state of Missouri in my class in both the 110 and the 300-meter hurdles. So that's a pretty nice ring to hang your hat on. So not too shabby at all. And you're also the school record holder for Valley Catholic in both of the hurdles. Is that a cool honor for you? Was that something you ever had aimed for? When did you kind of know that you had a chance to be the school record holder?
Oh, yeah. Well, after last year, that was one of my main goals that I had for this year, was to break the 110s and 300s. And once I broke those, I knew just like how much everything is paid off and how it shows.
Yeah, and obviously it translated into a terrific performance at the state tournament. And next year you're going to be heading off to Southeast Missouri State for college. And what drew you to that particular school, and what are you going to be interested in studying when you get down there?
Well, I looked at a few other schools before this and like looked into doing track and or a different sport in college, but just wasn't really for me. And Southeast was like seemed really convenient and easy for me.
Definitely. Well, we hope that it's going to be a terrific fit. I'm sure it will be. And look, man, you had a terrific career for Valley Catholic in track and field. And like I said, man, you capped it off about as good as you can with a terrific performance at the state track and field meet. And then you get the recognition from the area coaches. You got to be really proud of yourself. And we certainly congratulate you on all your success through your time at Valley Catholic and just here as you conclude your high school career, man. So, again, Ryan, thanks for taking some time to talk to us here today, man, and congratulations on the Dream Team nod and all your other successes.
Thank you, and thank you for all the coverage you guys do, by the way.
Absolutely, man. No, we appreciate it. We love getting to cover you guys and follow you guys along in your careers, and we appreciate when you get to take some time to talk to us. So we appreciate it. That is Ryan Grine from the Valley Catholic Warriors track and field program. He's a hurdler and a jumper. Had a terrific performance at the state track and field meet this year, and that was our chance to catch up with him here on our Dream Team Spring Sports interviews here for 2019. Ryan Grine, Valley Catholic Warriors.